Warming temps and heavy rains can spell trouble for your home. Don't wait for a problem. Get a free foundation inspection from PermaSeal. Stay dry, stay protected. For peace of mind, call 800-421-SEAL or visit permaseal.net.
Question: how do you stay up to date on the latest in social media? Answer: you talk to digital strategist Scott Kleinberg. Scott has a few tricks and treats for us today. Good morning, Scott. So I know you have a roundup about some hot social media topics, and why don't we start with Threads?
Yeah, sure. Good morning, Bob. Threads is really interesting. It was the most popular thing to hit social media in a while, and then it kind of faded into the background. But it's worth pointing out that while the new shine was wearing off, it's still been very popular from a usage perspective. And now it's on a roll with updates. It just added GIFs and polls, and now users have new ways to enhance their posts. The polls, they even have a built-in timer. This is kind of cool. They have a built-in timer to count down when the poll is going to close. And then anybody who participates in the poll gets a notification with the final results.
Hmm. So Thread's biggest competition is Twitter X, or whatever we're calling it, right?
Yeah, for sure. And whatever we're calling it, Threads has been working hard to catch up with X and do it in a more welcoming way. X, honestly, it's more divisive than I've ever seen it. So, you know, that shouldn't prove as difficult as it may seem. Impressively, though, Threads has reached 100 million monthly active users. I mean, 100 million people using it every month. And this is less than 4 months since it launched. So it's pretty quick. And new features like these, I mean, they're only going to help improve engagement. Plus, now there's talk of integration between Threads and Instagram, which could significantly broaden its reach. But the big question always remains, will these new features truly impact Threads' overall growth, or are they temporary boosts in the form of new toys? And I think only time will tell.
And people who go to Threads, do they just drop out of X entirely? I guess it doesn't make sense to have both, does it?
Honestly, they are really different things right now. I'm with you. I don't think it makes sense to have both, but I think it's difficult for people to drop X because I think like they have this constant fear that they're missing something because so many things are still happening on X. So it's a weird, weird dynamic.
All right, let's move to Instagram. What should we know about Instagram?
Yeah. This particular piece has a business user focus to it, but it's still likely going to be interesting for everyone. Instagram is now testing what they're calling a nearby feed for its stories. So that means showcasing nearby public content. TikTok also is exploring a similar nearby feed. So this feature, in theory, would offer local promotion opportunities for brands to reach users based on their location.
So like you enter a neighborhood and a story could target you based on your location?
Yeah, that's the general idea from the little bit of information that's out there so far. Now, I should say geolocation and social media and ads, finding yourself, you know, where you are, isn't anything new. You can create an ad that only serves in a certain zip code or a geographical radius, but stories are different. Stories are much more popular. So, for example, Bob, if I owned a restaurant and I could serve up a story to someone who just parked their car in the garage across the street to entice them to visit my establishment, I would definitely want.
Now, we lost you there for a second. You would definitely want to. What did you say there, Scott?
I said I would definitely want to pay attention to that.
Ah, okay, got it. Yeah, that raises concerns about privacy, though, doesn't it?
Yeah, it definitely does, and it should. I mean, I always hope that when any company launches a new feature where location is part of the equation, that there's a renewed look at those privacy concerns. People these days, they're very concerned about the way they can be tracked online, which makes sense. But done correctly, there are certainly good ways to do it. You know, and I'll give you two quick things to serve as food for thought. Depending on settings, when you go to an Apple store, you can get a notification saying that you can check in because they know you're there. Mm-hmm. And recently in my life, I became aware that my doctor's office knows my location based on an app and my appointment time. pop up when I park in the garage that says something like, if you're here, check in now. Hmm. So, you know, on one hand, it's convenient, but it's also a bit unnerving depending on the situation. So we'll have to see how this goes and how people respond.
Really. Continuing with digital media strategist Scott Kleinberg, let's talk about LinkedIn. Scott, what's new there?
Yeah, sure. So LinkedIn is introducing what's called a top job feature, and it's for all its premium subscribers. So it lets them mark three jobs that they're interested in per month as a top choice, and this signals heightened interest to recruiters. And premium users can now select the option during what's called the easy apply process, when you can just fill out your resume super quickly, and then it adds a green badge to your application, and all of this makes you stand out to recruiters.
Mm. LinkedIn always seems to be doing its own thing, but this thing is what they're really known for, right? Jobs and networking.
Yeah, yeah, and it's something they do well because the platform has been around for so many years. This particular feature we're talking about aims to strengthen connections between people who are looking for jobs and the people who are hiring. LinkedIn's testing showed that this top choice flag not only increased recruiter engagement, but that people using it were 43% more likely to receive a response from a recruiter.
Hmm. And it sounds like premium subscriptions are the thing now. We hear a lot about them on all the platforms now, don't we?
Yeah, that's really true. But the premium version of LinkedIn, I should note, that's nothing new. One thing that LinkedIn has always done well is differentiated offerings between a basic account and a premium account. And you may have noticed that the other platforms who are, you know, trying to do these premium things, they don't understand what to do with it yet. They're trying to make them stand out. So, for example, Elon Musk on X, he's putting more and more stuff behind a premium offering, the biggest example being the blue check mark, which is now a premium feature. But that entire rollout, as we know, has been a mess, and it's actually an example of how not to do premium features. But back to LinkedIn, I think this is the greatest example. Premium gets you features like the one we just talked about. But even on the free side, they've made sure that people can verify their accounts and you don't even have to pay for a premium subscription.
Everybody's competing against one another, all these platforms, but they can all learn from each other. I don't know if they do. Do they?
Yeah, well, you bring up a really good point. If we were to take elements of every platform, Bob, and put it into one new platform, I think we would have one heck of a platform. Mm-hmm. But, you know, you can probably say that about anything where you put pieces of one thing together with pieces of another. I think the unification between social media networks is something that's not going to ever happen. But in the case of LinkedIn, these types of features, they're really good for consumers.
All right, let's get to the Genius Bar question, and it's a good one. How does the Find My app on the iPhone work? And this is a great way to avoid losing your phone or even your AirPods, right?
Your phone, your AirPods, or even the people that you love. I mean, Find My is like one of my favorite apps, you know, to your point. You can track your iPhone. You can track your AirPods. You can play a sound if you can't find something. Maybe you buried your AirPods under a pile of clothes. It'll play a sound so you can find it. You can share your location either permanently or temporarily with someone. So say you're on a drive somewhere and you have a 3-hour drive. You can share your location so that person can see where you are along the trip. And then when you arrive, that goes away so you're no longer watching the person. There's like so many things you can do about it. It's also the software that powers the AirTags, which you've heard about, those things you put in your luggage, the things to keep track of those things. It's pretty robust.
And you can keep track of your kids or your grandkids too, couldn't you? Spy on them, I guess.
You technically could if you want to. They yeah. They don't recommend doing that, but you technically could, yes.
Yeah. But the thing to keep in mind here, and I had this experience with my AirPods, you need to register it, right, for it to work?
You You need to set it up under the Find My section. So part of when you get your device, when you open the box from your device, it should automatically connect you. If you have an iCloud account, all these things should automatically happen. The only way that doesn't happen is if you turn those things off. And the thing is, a lot of people get concerned when they hear the words tracking and location. They think that they're being watched or something like that. But this is really for your benefit. I, right now, on my Find My, I'm looking at it, you can see where your phone is, where your AirPods are, where your computer is. The thing that's most important is maybe you left your laptop in a coffee shop. This way, you know where it is. That's not to say it'll still be there when you get back. But the point is, as long as you keep the registration on, this only does good things for you.
Good to know. Scott Kleinberg, we'll talk again next week. Thank you, Scott.
Thank you, Bob. Take care.